Im Yitzhak Hashem, we need to, I intend to speak just for a few minutes, and then if there are any questions, so maybe we can try that. Or otherwise, we'll just adjourn. At the conclusion, at the conclusion of his discussion of the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, so the Sefer HaChinuch, as he does with every mitzvah, right? The Sefer HaChinuch concludes every mitzvah with the same style. The format in which he presents every mitzvah is the same. He begins with a basic definition of the mitzvah. He tells you the Shoshei HaMitzvah, some of the Tam or the Tamei HaMitzvah. He tells you some of the Dinei HaMitzvah. And then he concludes by saying, Va'over Elzeh, that if a person violates the mitzvah, and he tells you what it means to violate the mitzvah, such as if he doesn't eat matzah the night of the 15th of Nisan, so Harezeh Bitel Mitzvah Seseh. Or if the case in question is a mitzvah lo sasei, and it's one for which the Torah prescribes malchus, so he'll say hareza aval mitzvah lo sasei, and he gets malchus. So that's the way he concludes every mitzvah, by, among other things, telling us what it means to be guilty, what it means to be in violation of this mitzvah. And usually it's sort of A and not A, right? If the mitzvah entails doing such and such, so then, or abstaining from such and such, then you're guilty of violating the mitzvah. In the case of the essay, by not having done it. In the case of the los essay, by having done it. If the mitzvah is to eat matzah, you're guilty of violating it if you don't eat matzah. If the mitzvah is not to eat nevela, so then you're guilty of it by virtue of eating nevela. So in the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, so what we would then expect, logically, based on almost every other example, is that a person who doesn't have Avos Hashem is guilty of being mevatel this essay. But that's not what the Sefer HaChinuch says. The Sefer HaChinuch says a person whose preoccupation and whose focus and in goal in life is his taivis, and depending upon exactly what the girs is, and maybe he's looking out for his own covet, so then this person is guilty of having been mevatel the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. So why didn't the Sefer HaChinuch just say simply and concisely, if a person isn't Avos Hashem, so then he's guilty of having been mevatel the mitzvah. If a person doesn't put on tefillin today, he's guilty of being mevatel k'shatim la'asol yadacha. So it's clear from the Sefer HaChinuch that the mitzvah of Avos Hashem is different from the overwhelming majority of mitzvahs in the following sense. The overwhelming majority of the mitzvahs do it. Any process that's involved is usually classified as hechsher mitzvah. You want to put on tefillin, so you have to procure tefillin. So either that means beginning with the leather and the tanning process, or it means going to the local Judaica store, but whatever that process is, that's all hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat matzah. You have to bake the matzah. You have to bake it the shema. Okay, lemaisa, that's all together. Hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat the matzah. By Avos Hashem, the Sefer HaChinuch says the mitzvah is the process is included within the mitzvah. If a person has not yet attained Avos Hashem, but he's striving towards that, he's working towards that, it's a work in process. Chas v'shalom, Rachmana Litzlan, to say that this person is guilty of having been mevatel the mitzvah. Avos Hashem, the hechi hadarach la'ahavaso v'yiraso, is an integral part of the mitzvah. It's not a hechsher for the mitzvah, it's an integral part of the mitzvah. Hence, as the Sefer HaChinuch, if you want to know who Rachmana Litzlan is guilty of not being mekayim the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, it's not someone who presently isn't Avos Hashem. No, because Yitachin that he's not Chas v'Shalom being mevatel the mitzvah. Yitachin that he's being mekayim the mitzvah because he's working towards that goal. He's striving and aspiring and working towards that goal. And that process is part of the mitzvah. It's not just begeder hechsher mitzvah. That same definition holds true for the mitzvah of Tikkun HaMidos. When we talk about Tikkun HaMidos, which for the Rambam is certainly the at the core of the mitzvah of Halachta B'drachav, so it's that's where it's to be found in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, according to the Rambam. So the mitzvah of Tikkun HaMidos, also like the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, the process, if a person is honestly, sincerely engaged in that process, so the process isn't hechsher, but the process is gufa, part of the mitzvah. It's the Rambam indicates it, but the Emes says ibo asay mekra, ibo asay mesvar. The Rambam indicates it. He writes kach lomdu in Parak Aleph Hilchos Deos, kach lomdu beferish mitzvah zo mahu nikra chanan afata haye chanan mahu nikra rachum afata haye rachum, etc. So the mitzvah is to be a rachum. The mitzvah is to be a chanan. That's the mitzvah on the one hand. On the other hand, says the Rambam, what does that mean practically? How do you implement it? So the Rambam writes, Ketzed yagil odom atzmo v'deus elu ad sheyikavu bo yase v'yishne v'yishalesh v'yachzur bohem tamid. So the Rambam sounds like you're always working to try to internalize that midah. So it's clear that here too, the definition of the mitzvah, as it is with Avos Hashem, is to be engaged, involved in the process. It means to be working towards the goal, and that effort is not begeder hechsher mitzvah, meaning that at the moment I haven't been mekayim the mitzvah, at the moment I'm guilty, I'm in violation of the mitzvah. No, the process, the effort, is gufa, part of the kiyum hamitzvah. And it has to be that way in Svarot. It has to be that way in Svarot. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap has a remarkable he'orah about the very beginning of Hilchos Deos. The very beginning of Hilchos Deos, the Rambam describes natural types, the way people are born. And the Rambam says that some people are born, he says, and they're naturally inclined to be Balei Kas. And some people, when they're born, they're naturally inclined to be more apathetic. And some people, when they're born, they're naturally inclined to be more Balei Taiva. And some people, when they're born, are naturally inclined to be so disinterested. Sometimes you have little kids like this, you just can't get them to eat or drink enough. They don't naturally have enough interest. There isn't even enough Taiva that without effort, mitzad the parents, that they'll get adequate nutrition. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and the Rambam gives a whole litany of examples. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap has a remarkable he'orah. He says the Rambam doesn't describe anyone who's born on target. He doesn't describe anyone who's born not as a balkas, not apathetic, but with correct, moderated, modulated responses. Everyone is off-center, naturally. So Tikkun HaMidos is something, is a challenge that every one of us is born into. Okay? Different, we're all off in different respects, in different areas, to different degrees, v'chulu, v'chulu, but we're all naturally off-target. We're all naturally off-center. So Tikkun HaMidos is an avoda that every one of us is born into. Juxtaposed to that, the famous comment of Rav Yisrael Salanter, that it's easier to master Shas than it is to change one midah. Rav Yisrael Salanter didn't have low standards in what it means to master Shas. So Al-Korchach, then when we talk about Tikkun HaMidos, so Al-Korchach, we're talking about something where the mitzvah, the avodah, has to include not just the attainment of a goal, it has to include the effort, it has to include the process. That has to be an integral part of the mitzvah. From the Gaon, it's quoted that he says that all of life is about tikkun amidos. So what does all of that mean practically? What it means practically is as follows. If I'm making a cheshbon hanefesh, whether it's the cheshbon hanefesh which is triggered by Chodesh Elul, whether it's a cheshbon hanefesh at night before going to sleep, as the Sfarim recommend, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, whatever the impetus to the cheshbon hanefesh is, let's say it's a Chodesh Elul cheshbon hanefesh, and the frame of comparison, the frame of reference is last year's Chodesh Elul cheshbon hanefesh. And I see that I'm struggling with the same midah. I'm struggling with the same midah, fill in the blank, whatever midah geruha it might be. So then the crucial question is, I'm struggling with it, mamish, that the midah is as pronounced as it was last year. It's everything about it is the same. That midah grew again, if 1 to 10, 10 representing the worst, in terms of how the midah manifests itself, in terms of the strength of that midah within me. If last year it was a 9.9, it's almost so modest I'm looking to be, such a 9.9, not a 10. If last year was a 9.9, and this year is also a 9.9, so then Eima Hamami. So then, that's something which requires a lot of serious thought and reflection. Maybe it's due to a lack of effort on my part. Maybe it's due to inconsistent effort, but applied inconsistently. There's a moshel from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, which is true in many different areas of Avodas Hashem. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz gives a moshel. He says, if you want to boil water for a cup of tea, so you'll take the tea kettle, and you'll put it on the fire for 30 seconds, and then you'll take it off for a little while. Then you'll put it on again for 30 seconds, and then you'll take it off. And then back and forth like this, so the water is never going to boil. Aye, but sahakol, after an hour, the water, you'll have... I had the water on the fire for 30 minutes, and how is it that it's still lukewarm? No, so there has to be a certain continuity, there has to be a certain consistency in order for the effort to add up. So if I find myself at the same 9.9 that it was last year, so then Eimachanami, that is something which requires some kind of change or shift on my part. Again, maybe it was a lack of effort. Maybe there was effort, but it was inconsistent effort. Maybe there was consistent effort, but there was lack of strategy. There was lack of knowing how to grapple with a midah, knowing how to implement that resolve and that interest to change the midah. But if, when a person compares this year's Elul Cheshbon HaNefesh to last year's Elul Cheshbon HaNefesh, so last year was a 9.9, and this year, so that the reading has gone down in a meaningful way, so then a person is not supposed to be demoralized by that. So then here, we're supposed to remind ourselves that not to be complacent, not to be satisfied if the fact that it's down to a 9 or down to an 8, a person's obviously not supposed to be content with that, not satisfied with that. But me'idach gisa, it's an atzas yetzer hara for the person to feel demoralized that I'm still struggling with that same midah grua. Now, the mitzvah of tikkun amidos, the mitzvah of halacha v'drachah, is a process mitzvah. It's a mitzvah where the effort and the process is an integral part of the mitzvah. It means that the person has been mekayim the mitzvah over the course of the year, and just that he needs to continue to apply himself to doing so. In general, whenever making a cheshbon hanefesh, as is true in general in religious life, it requires balance. It has to be very, very carefully balanced. It's harmful, it's destructive, spiritually harmful, spiritually destructive if a person is too harsh on himself. If a person is too machmir on himself in the cheshbon ha-nefesh, so that's something which is spiritually destructive. But obviously, the other extreme is no good either, that a person is too easy on himself and doesn't push himself and isn't demanding of himself is no good either. So we all have to try to figure out where that balance is between pushing ourselves and even honestly pushing ourselves hard, but not too hard. Obviously, the teva of a person, some people, by nature, they're very, very intense, and they're maybe perhaps more prone to being too harsh on themselves, to being too much of a taskmaster, so they're going to have to be very careful to make sure that they're not being too harsh on themselves in that cheshbon ha-nefesh. Some of us who are very comfortable in our rocking chairs, so some of us don't necessarily naturally push ourselves that hard, so we're going to have to be more sensitive to the other extreme. It very likely may be appropriate and advisable for a person who's, again, not sure. I know I have this tendency to be too harsh. I know I have this tendency not to be demanding enough of myself. To find, be it a Rebbe, be it a Chavir, be it someone who's in a position, hein mitzad chochmoso, hein mitzad his understanding and his insight into the person, to take him into confidence and use him perhaps as a check and balance in making that cheshbon ha-nefesh. And perhaps just the final perspective that I wanted to mention, but before stopping, in general, if you would plot Avodas Hashem on a graph and would plot the trajectory of people who become ultimately Gedolim, great Ovdei Hashem, Chassidim v'Anshei Maaseh, so the graph would not be a line which goes consistently upwards. There are going to be times when there are plateaus, and there are going to be times when the line goes down. Setback, temporary failures, is part of the trajectory of growth in Avodas Hashem. I think there's a letter from the Sri De'esh, where the Sri De'esh says that it's such a negative thing that the descriptions that we have of Gedolim is all of Gedolim as finished products. And then we just imagine to themselves that the Chofetz Chaim, you know, came out of, in the delivery room, you know, put his fingers in his ears in case Chas v'Shalom the midwives were talking about something that they shouldn't be talking about. And the Sri Deitch says it wasn't like that. Chafetz Chaim worked very hard to become who he became, and it wasn't the graph for any person is not a graph which in a linear sense goes upward the whole time. Whether it's in learning, whether it's in Tikkun HaMidos. Chazal said that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, so he kept on learning and forgetting, kept on learning and forgetting, kept on learning and forgetting, until ultimately, on the 40th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Torah as a matana. Setbacks and temporary setbacks and failure are part of the process of growth. And halavai that we should experience as little of that as possible. But when we do encounter it, when we do experience it, it's very important to have that perspective, and that it shouldn't engender a sense of yayush. There's a vort from the Kotzke, like all of his vertlach, so sharp and cutting and insightful, where it's a play on words of the sugya and Eilu Metzius of Yayush Shalom Midas. So the Kotzke says, yayush is Shalom Midas, that a person is misyayush. That a person is ever misyayish, that a person ever gives up, he despairs, he throws in the towel, that's shalom das. A bad das is never ever misyayish. Okay, that's what I wanted to share. I don't know if there are any questions.
Thank you, Rabbi Tversky, very much for... the insight, the wisdom, the divrei chizuk. We have an opportunity. Rebbe did agree to stick around for a little while afterwards, either take questions, if there's one, a question a person wants to share in the large forum in public, or even afterwards a little bit just to stick around more informally to talk and ask questions. And also, Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll have the second in this three-part series of Rabbi Neuberger will be talking next week, the same time, Mirtz Hashem again. So we hope that it will be a big success next week as well. But if anyone wants to ask any questions or come to speak to our tour team now, please feel free to do so. Any questions publicly? Mm-hmm. Anyone want to? Okay. Thank you, everyone. Do you have a full recording?